Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by The Garden Grocery, your online grocery store. For all your Disney grocery needs, they will deliver to any of the fine Disney resorts. Contact Garden Grocer at thegardengrocer.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in a deluxe resort at reduced prices, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area for any of their Orlando attraction, contact Elite at elitevacationhomes.com. And you can find all of our fine sponsors on our website at It's All In WDW. So come on, guys, let's hop on the train, head over to the pub, and we'll talk to you soon.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, pull up a stool.
Jumbo Dougie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very, very well, because we have these two lovely ladies with us tonight. We got Carmen from The Adventures of Peas and Carrots. How you doing tonight, Carmen?
Doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. And we're also joined by our good friend, Judith Lee, from WDW Fan Zone. How you doing, Judith?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well, and we're waiting to get yelled at about fast passes and extra magic hours and all kind of fun stuff tonight. So I'm looking forward to hearing your opinions on some things. I will not get into the Yeti tonight because I don't want to get yelled at by both of you. So we will.
You know what? I'm not going to yell at you about the Yeti ever. I think they should fix it, too. I just still like the ride.
And that's where I got all my trouble. I don't begrudge any of yous from liking that ride. It just, without it working, no. I would rather do something else. That's all I'm saying. I can't tell you. See, this is what cracks me up when everybody argues with me on Twitter and stuff like that. I can't tell you how to feel. How can you tell me how to feel? If you like it, go enjoy it.
You compared it to a Six Flags ride without the Yeti working. You said that you might as well go to Six Flags and ride
And that's what Six Flags would do.
If the Yeti's not working, there's a massive difference between that attraction and anything at Six Flags.
There's three or four roller coasters at my Six Flags here that I enjoy just as much as that without the Yeti being on it. The whole thing
there,
about
there
Disney's
is nothing dog, themed as well at your Six Flags as well as
it ain't about
nothing.
There's
nothing.
Without the Yeti, it's just a coaster to me. But that's how I feel. But see, you're telling me how I should feel again, John.
I'm not telling you how you should feel, but you can't say that anything at Six Flags is as good as Expedition Everest, even without the Yeti. I mean, there's no way.
Have you been at my Six Flags in New Jersey, John? Yes or no?
Yes, I have, actually.
Last time you've been there?
22 years ago.
There you go. They built 15 coasters since then.
4 years ago.
Okay.
I'll see.
Anyway, we're by. Karma, what's your feelings on the Yeti? Why we're yelling about this now?
Well, I think I've already said it, but I would like them to fix it, of course, but I still like the ride. I mean, I'm pretty much in same court as Judith. I like the ride, and if they have to take it down for 2 years to fix it, which is a rumor I heard, I would just rather them leave it up and leave it broken.
No.
No, it'd be cool. It'd be cool if they fixed it. I think, this is my opinion, when Star Wars comes on up, they're going to fix it.
Well, they should fix it and update it, make it better. But it won't take them 2 years. I mean, from what my opinion is from being in the construction field, I've seen buildings go up 10 stories. The Comcast building, which is 80 stories high, was built in 2 years. So I don't understand how it would take 2 years to fix a gorilla.
Well, I mean, how long did it take them to build all of Avatar, Pandora? I mean,
that's not a gorilla. That's a Yeti.
It's same thing. It's a gorilla that has snow on them.
I mean, I guess my feeling is when it worked, it was cool. I saw it one time before it broke. It was really cool. but it didn't make or break the ride for me.
Yeah, see,
me too.
See, it did. And me with Disney, I hold them to standards, and they are the ones that set the standards, and their stuff should work. That's my opinion. They charge us like everything works. We don't, so, and that's the point I'm making. But if you guys love the ride, I'm happy about it. And it's the same way where Judith is upset. We can go on now about hotels on Hotel Plaza Boulevard, which are on Disney property, get extra magic hours. Now that bothers you.
All right. Well, so this is the thing. I did read, so I'll amend my opinion a little bit. And that I did read, you do have to book a Disney package.
Yes.
So in one way, I kind of understand. However, I feel like DVC should get some perks. They should.
And we 100% agree with you. We were talking to Dennis the other day about how when you originally bought DVC, you guys got annual passes.
Yes.
Now you don't. When you used
now
to get
don't.
Free valet parking, now you don't. Now they don't even want to clean your rooms, period.
Right. Yeah, they took away my valet parking. I was mad at that, too.
So, I mean, and that's sad.
Yeah. The thing is that they should do something for us similar to, Disney Cruise Line. After the first time you are on a Disney cruise, that second time you get to book your things on the ship, you get to book them sooner than anybody else. They should do something similar to that for us.
Well, I think Doug for years has been saying some kind of rewards program.
Exactly.
For people.
Yeah.
And I mean, as a DVC member too, I mean, we're the people that invested our most. I mean, I think when I look at my bills, the second biggest cumulative bill I have a month after insurance is friggin' Disney. And yet they keep taking things away from me. So, yeah, I agree, yeah. Judith. So.
Yeah. Give us – even if they gave us – we could book our fast passes at 90 days or even 75 days.
Well, kind of like people who kind of like the people who can stay at concierge now and get 90 days.
Yeah. I mean, and I agree with you there too, in a way that if they're staying concierge, just have them pay an extra $100 and give them more fast passes, whatever.
Yeah, it's just the point is of an agent. We're sitting there, and I've said it 1,000 times on the show. Could you imagine Carmen, Judith? Now, Carmen, imagine this is the first time you're ever going to Disney World, and I got to explain to you every single one of the options that are basically possible for you to have at the park. Carmen, would you be thinking I'm trying to get you for every nickel and dime I possibly can?
I don't know. I think you're a better travel agent than we had the first time we went, because he didn't tell us anything at all. But no, I know what you're saying. Yeah, you don't want to feel like you're trying to nickel and dime your clients.
Yeah, because you feel like you're upselling everything.
But the other side of that is too, so that person you were saying, the person that goes once every 5 years, or the person who goes there because they're dragged there. We're huge Disney fans.
Mm-hmm.
We should have some kind of
rewards program.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I said that now we have, and the thing of it is it would be so easy. Now that we have My Disney Experience, you have your Disney Magic Bands, everything you do, everywhere you go, you're being swiped. Well, if you buy something, swipe the band. And as all this accumulates, there should be different perks, different levels, different rewards. I mean, because we're geeky enough that we'd be spending money trying to get to the reward levels. So they'd make more money off us.
Even look at Hilton or Marriott.
They all do it.
Points. They all have reward systems. Why can't Disney have reward systems?
I mean, for some reason, it's kind of like when I fight with the cable company. I remember when my godson first bought his house. I've been with my cable company for 25 years. He gets his place, turns the cable on. He has the same exact package as I do, and he's paying $40 left because he's a new client. Well, I've never missed a payment in 25 years. I called him up, and you're going to give him a better deal than me. And they end up giving me the same deal, but I had to call and ask for it. And I'm like, well, I'm in construction. And Carmen, you and Judith and John, you're all friends of mine. I know you. I'm going to trust you guys. I'm going to give you a better deal than the guy I've never met.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
However, it doesn't seem like Disney operates that way. It seems like they mostly market towards sort of, like you said, the once in a blue moon visitor. The people that come regularly, I feel like they know that they've already got you. You know, you're going to come regardless. And so they seem to sort of target or, you know, target their marketing, target their perks towards the occasional visitor or the once in a lifetime visitor.
Yeah, I agree.
And
but I mean,
I'm sorry, but ahead,
I mean, and everybody who goes to Disney spends a lot of money. I was on Twitter with Safari Mike, and you know, he was saying, you know, every time I go, I spend a good couple thousand dollars to go, right? You know, everybody spends money there, but we go 2 or 3 times a year.
And the thing of it is we're their core. Like me, I mean, Carmen, you're annual pass holders. I'm a Disney travel agent. Judith and Dennis and John all own DVC. It's like we're there all the time, and I feel like they could care less in some ways.
Yeah. Even my Hilton, like, so in the summers we do Hilton hotels because we get points every time we go. You know, and then we get free stays or we get, I'm not saying Disney should give me anything for free. I'm not saying like,
well, dinner wouldn't kill them every once in a while. If after all the times you go, wouldn't, you know,
a gift card that you had to spend on property anyway. So, you know,
yeah, actually don't give me a gift card. Give me back my valet parking.
No. well, the thing of it is now, Judith.
Oh, no. Give me preferred parking.
Yeah, no. We don't want that now. Don't get me fired up on that one. But the thing is, like, at this point now, because I've argued for years, too, that now, I mean, the last few years, that everything that they're doing hotel-wise is all DVC or deluxe. They've been
because they know that's where the money is.
But they've been neglecting moderate. Right? So that's the reason why those hotels on Hotel Plaza Boulevard had to be because they're online now. I can book them through the Disney travel site. And the reason they came online is because they realized they have no moderate inventory.
Yeah. No, I understand that. I understand from a business point of view what they're trying to do, but it was like that just was like almost like a slap in the face. Mm-hmm. Because think about it, extra magic hours, like we use extra magic hours a lot.
That's half the time you can get on the rides most of the time.
Yeah, like we really do. Some people say, oh, don't go to extra magic hours. We use extra magic hours a lot because we get a lot done.
Oh, well, that, you know, we do too. But right now, with what you were saying about Hilton, you might be better off using Hilton with your points than DVC at this point.
Well, I'm not going to give up my Animal Kingdom Lodge and my Polynesian. I do love it there.
But my point
not
is,
ready for that yet.
But could you imagine if you stayed every single time at the Hilton, what they would do for you?
A lot. Let me tell you.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they treat you so, I mean, not that Disney doesn't treat me nicely. I'm not saying that either.
No, but they could give you a free breakfast once in a while. But all those hotels on Hotel Plaza Boulevard give you continental breakfast.
Yeah.
Carmen, have you ever stayed in any of them?
No, we've only stayed off property one time. And that was only because we literally could not get a room on property. I mean, there were like presidential suites for like $3,000 a night available. But I'm talking about rooms available. So for the first two nights of our trip, we stayed at the Marriott Grand Vista, which is near SeaWorld, and it was amazing. We actually loved it. I would totally stay there again, but it was a bit of a haul. You know, you had to drive about 15 minutes to get to Disney.
Well, those hotels on Hotel Plaza Boulevard, like we've talked about the Bee Resort, we've been in there before. That's absolutely gorgeous. And the amenities in there are better than any of the – they're equal to the deluxe that Disney gives you. And the same thing with the Hill. All those hotels right there on Hotel Plaza Boulevard, they are actually on Disney property. And now with Disney Springs, I think they're a great deal right now. If you think about it, with everything going on at the Springs now.
Are all of them Hilton owned?
No, there's Hilton, Grosvenor, there's a bunch of them. They're all different companies. Mm. There's 6 of them there, and they're all owned by different company, and every one of them is nice. Like, I stayed years ago at the Grosvenor, which is, I forget what that is, what the heck is that one now? It's the closest one. It's right across the street from Wolfgang's.
That's Wyndham Palace, isn't
Wyndham
it?
Palace, yes. Thank you, John. And I stayed there, and they just renovated. It was absolutely beautiful. Guess what I paid a night for those rooms?
$89.95.
Carmen?
Yeah, I would say right around $100.
Judith?
I say back, when was it?
It was about 10 years ago.
I would say 75.
$55 a night I got those rooms for.
Yeah.
And wow. that hotel was gorgeous. The rooms, like I said, were just renovated. The changing areas and the sinks, I mean, it was like double the size of my beloved Riverside room. And I was right there at the Springs, and it was like, but that was downtown at the time. Every night we were walking across the street grabbing Wolfgang Puck pizza and bringing it back to the room.
It sounds like you're not selling Disney anymore.
No, I am selling Disney anymore. But the problem is, guys, every time I go to book a room, there's no, because of all the work going on in the moderates,
well,
you can't get a room.
You know what? It's harder and harder to get a DVC room, too.
Yep.
You were talking about the renovations on the moderates. I read a speculation, I guess you would call it a rumor, that they're actually going to only offer this perk for those hotels for 2018. Like, it was really specifically just for this year because because they know the inventory is low, and that after this year it would go back, you know, once they have more inventory. But I don't know if that's true. That was just someone speculating, because it did say in the press release very specifically that it was only from January 2018 to December 2018.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of those hotels are getting because they're on property. And I think they were all highly upset, because I spoke to some of the management of the B and other resorts, because we've had them on the podcast, and I've spoken offline that there's a lot of upset that the Swan and Dolphin have always gotten all the perks, and they're on Disney property too, and why don't they? Because that piece of land there, when you drive down that boulevard, you go right out a set of Disney gates to go to the convenience, to the grocery store and all there. So that Disney actually owns the property that every one of those hotels sit on.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
I did not know that.
That's what I was trying to tell you. They own the property. They're considered on Disney property. All six of those hotels.
If you ever catch any local news from down here, and they're actually reporting on maybe a news story that Disney doesn't necessarily want you to know about, they always park out there, out on 535, right there at the intersection of 535 and Hotel Row, and then they'll stand right in front of those that entrance right there, because that's not Disney property, but they can't get any closer. If they're going to do a nasty story about Disney, because anything down that road is Disney property. They're not ran by Disney, but they are on Disney property.
So. Yeah, that Hilton, all of them are
owned. Kick them off and build another DVC.
No, we don't need no more DVC.
I agree with Judith. I second that motion. That sounds good to me. A giant one where I can stay for 10 points a night. How about that, Judith?
That sounds great. I told you John was the fun one.
There you go. Hey, I'm just feeling bad for people that want to go and can't find a room right now. Not everybody wants to own part of the mouse.
Well, feel bad for me when I can't get my fast passes.
Well, you can go stay concierge and you get six extra for an extra $50 a night.
I can't. I'm never gonna stay concierge.
Book 90 days out too.
So at the Animal Kingdom, right? The concierge. It's like you don't even get a Savannah view.
No, but you get an extra for a week, $350. You can book an extra three fast passes.
Yeah, but you might be able to catch a bag of Lay's and a Bud Light if you're really lucky.
Yeah. Dilly dilly.
I don't like Bud Light.
Well, neither do I. So.
But John would drink it if that's the only thing available, wouldn't you, John?
If it was there.
Exactly.
No, but those, like, so to book the concierge as a DVC member, the Animal Kingdom concierge, you don't even get a view. You get a roof view.
Well, that's sad, but they, like I said, you get the perk of a three extra per day.
And the Polynesian to stay, do you know how many, it's like almost 100, what is it, John, 100 something points a day to stay at the Polynesian.
Yeah, it's almost as much as the villas, right? So, the bungalows out on the water.
No, that's what I'm saying, the bungalows. You can't book, is there, with DVC, you can only book the studios.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. I think the only concierge there is the bungalows. And then at Animal Kingdom, it's that sixth floor. All the sixth floor is concierge
that's a
level,
roof
right,
view.
For
I'd
DVC.
Rather,
so.
Yeah, it's a roof view. I'd rather book a two-bedroom and have a Savannah view.
Right.
No, absolutely. It's crazy, though, but... It's not going to stop. The new units at Coronado Springs, I mean, they're going to be all deluxe. And I think Caribbean Beach is going to be deluxe in those towers when they're both done. I don't think they'll be considered moderate anymore. Do you, Carmen?
No, I'm just a little sad.
It's really hard to tell at this point, but it does also appear that they're going to raise the price on Pop Century when they finish the renovations, because I've gotten some wacky pricing trying to book rooms there this year, like really expensive. And then sometimes it'll drop back down to what I would consider quote normal, but it definitely seems like they're bumping the price up there. And then I would assume once the Skyliner goes in, they'll probably bump it up even more because it'll be right on a main, you know, mode of transportation.
Yeah.
When is the Skyliner supposed to be done?
That's supposed to be done in 2019 too.
Yeah. I think it was to support the opening of Star Wars Land. Like that was a big part of the reason, so I would assume they'll finish it around the time Star Wars Land opens.
Yeah. And because Toy Story's open this year, I cannot wait for that. I know you guys are more excited about all. Judith, are you Star Wars or Toy Story Land or equal?
Well, you know the answer to that. I mean, but I'm really excited about Toy Story Land too. It's going to be great.
Sure, anything new is great.
Yeah, anything new is so fun.
So. Before we get to new, some of the old things that closed. Were you guys sad to hear that Ellen was going away?
No.
No. No memories on that. Any of the closures that did close this year that you guys were upset with? Anything?
The Great Movie Ride.
Yeah, the Great Movie Ride.
Yeah. Now, Tommy and I wrote it before it closed, so that was good. We were excited about that, but we're sad that it closed.
Now, would you guys... I'm sorry, go ahead, Carm.
Oh, sorry. We haven't enjoyed it the way we used to since they added the canned narration. We liked it when it was 100% the cast member talking. So we didn't write it as much up towards the end. And then we regretted it because they closed it so suddenly. Like we didn't even write it the trip prior to that. And so it had been a while since we had been on it. But we both really enjoyed that ride.
Yeah,
we did it the last trip. Also, and I agree with you. I don't like that they have, and you guys know, I'm American Indian, so I can say it. I've been off the reservation a few times about the living with the land, not having the skipper. So you know how much I got upset when the Great Movie Ride started doing some audio.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah, that Robert Osborne narration was just so awkward because, you know, his voice is kind of coming out of your back because of where the speakers are, and it even vibrated the seat. It was just so weird. I didn't like that. I don't know why they did that, but
sometimes you couldn't even hear it.
Or sometimes it would blow your ears out. I think they had some issues with those speakers.
Yeah,
the ride didn't flow like it used to. It just too hodgepodge. But now with them buying 20th Century and having Marvel and Pixar, you know, totally on everything under the umbrella, do you guys wish they'd have done updated a new movie ride, or are you excited about the new Mickey and Minnie coaster or train? I mean,
so anything new, I'm all for new things, because really, isn't that what Walt said, that everything would always be evolving?
As long as everything don't evolve.
I'm actually excited though for Mickey to finally have an attraction, because really all he has is PhilharMagic, but that's really Donald. That's not really Mickey, even though it's called Mickey's PhilharMagic. So I'm really excited about him being in the spotlight on something finally.
Both of them, Mickey and Minnie.
Now, when is that supposed to be done?
I think that's next year too, at 2019, isn't it, John?
Yeah, I believe so. And Carmen, I agree with you. Mickey Mouse finally getting his own attraction is great. But
yeah.
I think Dennis brought it up when we first heard about this. I wish they would have stuck with the classic Mickey Mouse, maybe even Steamboat Willie, and then that, you know, the eras after that. I think they're going to style most of it after those new shorts that are out, which are some of them are pretty good, but it's a different style of Mickey Mouse art. So it'll be kind of weird to see that translate to an attraction.
I think part of that is, though, this whole new generation, that's what they, you know, that's what
are
the
shooting
little kids,
for. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
think
what
you're
the
right.
little kids are looking at. That's what they watch, you know, even like my nephews and nieces, that's what they're watching, you know?
Yeah. I just wish they did. I don't think the Fab Five gets enough in the parks. I mean, if you really think
especially
about
since they got rid of Toontown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Carm.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I wish they would do more like of the Marvel stuff. I can't wait till that can happen, you know?
Yeah, well, that's a ways away. I think Disney keeps buying all this stuff so they can finally force Universal some way, shape, or form to give them the Marvel stuff back. Because like John mm-hmm. said, they basically own all of Universal's characters, don't they, John?
Yeah, they own, all of the Universal characters now. They own the Simpsons land. So it's kind
Do
of
they
an
own
awkward
Minions?
Situation. No, that's actually DreamWorks, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Minions are
DreamWorks. Yeah, so they own all of Simpsons, actually. So I'm hoping that they, because maybe there's a deal in the works, that would be great. You know, here, we trade the Simpsons to you, and we get our Marvel characters back. And from what I've heard, the Marvel license that Universal has restricts them to comic book versions of the Marvel superhero. So like if you go over there and you look at Spider-Man, he cannot be wearing that costume from Spider-Man Homecoming, the latest movie. He has to be wearing the classic Spider-Man costume from the comics. So it'll be interesting to see if they can get away with that, because I'd love to see all the Marvel characters at Disney finally.
Yeah, me too. That'd be awesome.
I can't wait for that to run out. Have you guys now? The big question is, I know yous both have written it. How have yous both enjoyed Pandora?
Oh, I love it. Carmen,
it's
I
really
know you
beautiful.
Liked it too. I watched you today after you wrote it.
Thanks for watching.
Tell everybody where they can watch you.
Our vlogs are just coming out.
Tell
from
everybody where
our
they can watch you,
September.
Carmen.
Oh, sorry, what?
Tell everybody how they can watch you before you talk about it. Where can they find you?
Oh, okay. We're on YouTube. We have I would say primarily Disney vlog, although we do cover other things as well. And it's
the daily
at...
vlog is fun too.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. It's at youtube.com/theadventuresofPandC, or you can go to YouTube and just search for The Adventures of Peas and Carrots, and we will pop up.
I'm sorry, Carmen. It's weird now, like, because we're such good friends. Sometimes when I watch the daily shows, I feel like I'm stalking you sometimes. Like, you know what I mean? It's like I know you so well now and interacting with you guys and all. When I'm watching your dailies, when you're in the house, sometimes I should be watching. I feel like I'm spying on you or something.
Want to hear something really funny? The other morning I had my laptop up and like I was watching, and Tommy comes in and he's like, I can't get dressed in front of Carmen.
Oh, that's funny. But it's totally different. When we get to know you, if you understand what I'm saying, it's hard to explain. But continue. I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's what I do. My job is to cut people off on the show. Go ahead.
But before she goes on, I just wanted to say, just so you know, Carmen, you are my favorite channel on YouTube. I appreciate all you guys, you and Brian, do to get the Disney information out there. So I don't watch a whole lot of YouTube. But the one channel I try to watch as much as possible is you guys. So.
Oh, well, thank you. That means a lot. I appreciate that. You guys are just making me blush.
There you go. So continue and tell everybody how they can get a hold of your great channel.
Yeah, so I think I did that. But what I was going to say was our September trip is currently airing. We have one every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern time that's Disney. And then, like I said, we have some other content as well. But the Disney's always Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern. And right now our September trip is out. And that was our first time experiencing Pandora. So if you want to go back and watch the last couple of weeks, you'll sort of see our initial, or maybe the last 3 weeks, our initial reaction to Pandora. But we both thought it was really detailed and well done as far as how it looks. And we were kind of strange in that I think we liked it better during the day than at night. Don't get me wrong, it's really cool at night. But during the day, those sort of floating mountains really stand out. And at night, they're not really lit up very well. And so to me, to us, it was more breathtaking during the day. We did have the unfortunate thing that Flight of Passage makes Brian sick. So that was a big bummer. And so we did ride it twice because he wanted to make sure it wasn't, you know, just a fluke or whatever, because we were really tired the first day when we rode it. That was our travel day. So we did it a different day and he had the same reaction. So, and that was first thing in the morning before, you know, you're tired and everything. So he can't ride that one, which is too bad because I really enjoyed it. I didn't have the reaction I've heard a lot of people where they're like, it's the best ride I've ever been on. I don't have that reaction to it, but it's still a fantastic ride and I enjoyed it. But we both loved the River Journey. I heard a lot of criticism of it, and I do agree that it's short, but I just really enjoy it. I love boat rides. I love dark rides. So I just found it a really relaxing, fun ride. Would I wait 2 hours for it? No. But, you know, if you can either get a fast pass or catch it when the line is short. Oh, and that's a tip. First thing in the morning at Rope Drop, the line for that's usually really short because everybody's going to Flight of Passage. So if you can grab it when it's short, I think it's a great ride. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. The animatronic at the end of that itself is worth waiting good half an hour just to get a good, 90-second look at that animatronic working, the shaman.
It's pretty incredible. So,
now, what if that didn't work? Would it be a problem?
Yeah.
Oh, shucks.
I mean, yes. God forbid they had to tear the building apart to get to it. If it stops working, we'll just let it go.
But it's such a beautiful ride, though. I think, like, everybody's like, oh, there's no story to it, but like, sometimes you have to just get on a ride and enjoy it.
See, yep. but
I agree.
Why do you have to analyze everything? It's just beautiful.
But this is the people that didn't hear the backstory. If now I will give our good buddy Mr. Sunshine and Rainbows and Everything is Beautiful, Lou Mangiello, a little plug here. The reason it's like that is nobody, and I don't know if you guys probably notice, but the whole point of Pandora is you're the individual avatar. So each time you ride on that, it's supposed to be your journey. So you make of it of what you want it to be. When you're roaming through Pandora, the whole thing set up to supposed to be is it's your story being told. You're part of that land.
Yeah, but are you talking about Flight of Passage or are you talking about
all
Navi
of it
River
because
too?
You're getting on Flight of Passage, but even when you're on Navi River, it's supposed to be you're the avatar, and each time you ride down it, like you're saying, Judith, just relax and enjoy it. It's supposed to be you're telling your story as you're cruising down there. There isn't supposed to be a story told for you.
I love the whole Rivers of Light. I love the music in Rivers of Light. I love Pandora. It's just beautiful, relaxing, the whole message of it. I think it's great.
Now, Carmen, did you get that when you were there? Did you know that was the backstory of it? That everybody, when you enter, you're supposed to be an you're supposed to be an avatar?
Definitely not. Not on that ride. On Flight of Passage, yes.
But I'm saying the whole land of Pandora, when you enter it, it's supposed to be you as an avatar entering that land. And that's how it's supposed to be.
I don't think they convey that.
But that's
you feel sort of like an outsider coming into an exotic location. I don't feel like I'm supposed to be an avatar, except on Flight of Passage, because they explain that to you.
But if you read the backstory and listen to Lou talk about it, when you enter that land, it's supposed to be you're going home. You're an avatar in that land. It's supposed to be you're part of it. You're part of the whole story being told, is how it's supposed to be. John, didn't you hear that? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. But like Carmen says, I don't think that message is conveyed to you unless you happen to listen to Lou's podcast. Yeah. He explains it. But
I don't think that takes away from it at all.
No,
either,
I think that would add to what you were saying about.
Yeah.
The reason I thought of it is when you were saying there's going down the Navi River. There is not much being told because as the animals are running by, it's supposed to be you're part of that whole group. Is what basically is supposed to be. You're telling your own story. Speaking of, now let's go to food. Have you, either of you eaten? Have you had anything to eat at Sindhui Cafe?
No, I haven't. We're going to do it this next trip, but we haven't done it yet. I'm, like, really looking forward to that.
Carmen. And also, no, because both times we were there were during Food and Wine Festival, so we would usually leave about midday and go to the food festival, and then, like, a couple of nights we went there at night as well, but we were never there during, like, a proper meal time.
And, John, have you tried it yet?
Yeah, yeah. We had the beef ball. I think it came with roasted sweet and white potatoes, the chimichurri onion sauce, and the beef with chimichurri sauce. Yeah, it was good. It was actually really good. I would say the only thing that put me off a little bit was the meat was served just a little bit above room temperature, and I don't know if that was supposed to be on purpose or if that's an accident, but and it's sliced meat too. So that's a very, once you slice it and the temperature is going to, it's going to go out of that meat really quickly. So, but, other than that, slight temperature problem, it was really good. Really tasty too. Really full of flavor. So,
John, did you have that green beer?
Stay away from the green beer.
I've heard that so many times.
The other one, the grog one, is rather tasty, and it's a good beer. I would not recommend the green beer. Every time I see somebody getting on the train with the green beer, I ask them about it. And I've actually, at an official survey, I think I've had 2 out of 10 people say it was good. And the other people kind of give me this look like I'm dragging it around because I paid for it. So I would stay away from the green one.
I wonder how the wine is. Has anybody had wine that you heard?
No, I haven't
seen anybody with the wine. So.
No, I know. I forget who it is. Joe or Chuck from over at the Mickey Dudes. One of them guys say it's the best counter service restaurant on property. Do you buy that, John?
When it first opened, I would buy that. I think all of the counter services, when they first opened, really put their best foot forward, just like any fast food joint in town that opens. They try the hardest, you know, in the first 30 days they're open. But, you know, to really get a fair representation of it, go back in 6 months and see what you think. I'll probably try it again here shortly because my wife had that dish that one time and she really enjoyed it. So I'm going to try it again in a couple of months and see what I think. So
you tell them, Engineer John.
I know, right? I think people are still giving good reviews of it, which is good.
Yeah, I think I heard Josh from EZWDW saying that it was his favorite quick service on property. And don't quote me, I could be mistaken, but I think he did. And he's pretty blunt. You know, he doesn't mix words. That's pretty high praise from him.
Oh, the worst ones are, what podcast is that? The Diz Unplugged?
No, well, yeah. They don't
they go in with guns blazing. Like, you're shocked if they have a good review on something. I'm like, I gotta eat there, man. If it's good, I mean, it's like I bet you 75% chance something's gonna be wrong. My plate was not the proper color that I expected it to be when they served my food. I was expecting a white plate and it was a little off-white, so I didn't like it. It's kind of like that bad. Now, how are you guys, what's your opinion on, what you guys know, my, if you listen, and I don't complain a lot or I don't give my opinion often.
Not at all.
And I don't try to, really push my opinion out there. But the snow is deeper up here now, Carmen. I'm just going to tell you that.
But I don't know about the snow, but I know
something is deeper.
Oh, stop. But anyway, what's your thoughts on mobile ordering? You go first, Carm. What's your thoughts on that?
I think we talked about this last time, but I can't use it because they don't handle food allergies at all. Even if they did handle food allergies, I wouldn't use it because they don't take an annual pass discount. So I don't think I'm as passionately opposed to it as you are. If I was there, they took discounts and they could handle food allergies, would I say I'll never use it? I might not. We don't eat a lot of quick service, so I don't know if I'd use it or not. But in its current state, there's no way that I would ever use it.
But do you agree with me a little bit on the cast members losing jobs? Like, the cast members are the best part of Disney?
Oh, absolutely.
So that's the point I'm getting to. What's your thoughts, Judith?
I kind of want to try it only because I want to see how it is. But it's
well,
just
this
something...
is coming from the lady that wants to use the preferred parking.
Not once, right? She's used the preferred
exactly.
parking. What are you talking about?
No, but do you get my point on the cast members, though, Judith?
Oh, yeah, I totally do. I mean, they want to do that at my work. Like, they want machines to take over for nurses. Do you want somebody to take a nurse to take over for, like, a computer to take over for a nurse? I don't think so.
No, but that's why and the same thing with at my Home Depot. I will not use self-checkout. Because I've seen what it done. I was in Home Depot every single day almost for 10 straight years. And there would be 6, 7, 8 employees working the registers. As soon as they got the self-checkout, it went down to 4. And then it went down to 2. You'd have the commercial sales desk and self-checkout. So I seen the jobs go in front of my own eyes. So if I don't want it going on my job, how can I support that? I would refuse to go there. I would literally make them get help out for me. I would sit there and yell until they opened up another register just because I didn't want to see my friends lose their jobs.
Yeah.
So if you don't want it to do it at your at the hospital, which God forbid if that ever happened, I want to cry to a nurse. Yeah, I want to cry to a nurse. I want interaction when I go to the doctor. So I would. So if you don't want it there, you shouldn't support it there. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, we haven't used it again because we don't do a ton of quick service stuff. So.
But what's going to stop you from like be our guest? They expand that where you don't have a waitress now. You just have a busboy that takes 15 tables because you pre-order.
Yeah.
They kind of already do that.
Exactly. There. But I'm talking about if they do it to all the restaurants. Yeah. You know what I mean, guys? Like, isn't one of the best – like, some of my best memories in the Disney restaurants are a lot of the waiters or waitresses that have made my experience, like, above and beyond. And you're not going to get that from somebody that's pre-ordered 15 tables and they just throw your food down and leave. You know what I'm saying? It can't – because they'd be so busy that they wouldn't have time to interact with you.
Right, right.
So I don't know. That's the bad turn that I'm worried about with all that.
Yeah. I mean, one of the big reasons we don't do much quick service is just what you're talking about. It's the service. I'd rather go to Nomad's Lounge and sit down and have someone come and wait on me than to go over to Satuli Canteen. I mean, like, they're right next to each other practically. So I'm always going to pick the lounge where you have, like, the one-on-one interaction with the cast member and you're sitting down enjoying yourself.
Well, in like Satuli Canteen last time, we were there, we were gonna eat, and then we're like, oh, no, let's just go to Sanaa. It's like comfortable.
Yep.
Somebody's waiting on me.
Exactly,
you know?
And then you get the interaction with the cast member, and you get to talk to them. Yeah. And the only difference is basically the price wise, because like the last trip I told you guys, I ate at the Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge, and I love that. And the only difference between me at the Brown Derby Lounge and having a beer, or me going to eat at one of the counter servers and have a beer, was giving the waitress a tip. That was it, because the food's about the same price. Yeah, the Derby the sliders are the same price as me going to the ABC commissary and getting a burger and fry.
But yeah, sometimes it's even the same even after you add a tip. I mean, especially if you don't get a drink. Because, like, I know those Wagyu beef sliders at the Nomad Lounge, they're not that much. And at some of the, you know, quick service, you can spend a lot of money. Like, Flame Tree Barbecue, I think, has a $19+, you know, entree. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you just say something about going to a lounge and not having a drink? Is that even a possibility?
I said if you didn't have a drink. I didn't say I wouldn't have a drink.
I was going to say.
Remember Kmart used to have the blue light specials? John has one of those lights he bought when they went out of business and hooks it up. When anybody says not having alcohol, it goes off in his house.
At a lounge.
Doug, I used to work at Kmart, and I used to announce the blue light special. So, yes, I'm very familiar with those.
You go, girl. I remember that as a kid when my mom – we'd be standing there, and this lady be – or a man would come up with the cart and push it there, and all of a sudden the thing would start going off, and it would be announced. That was you, Judith. I mean, Carmen, huh?
Yep, I was not the one pushing it out. I was the one announcing it because I worked at the customer service desk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember the poor
Doug,
girl.
Doug, did your mom run over there to see what was going on?
No. But that was funny. No, that's funny. So, continue with food, and not that it's going to be food, but the ride. Are you guys excited about what they're going to be doing with France, with Ratatouille?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
I love Ratatouille.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absolutely, you guys know by me saying that's my wife's favorite movie. I cannot wait. And are you excited about the gondolas, how it's going to be where the gondolas bring you over the new France? They're redoing that. This is basically being done for the view of the gondola ride.
That'll be really cool. Yeah, that's going to be cool. I haven't looked at it too much to see what's going to happen, but
I'm still really curious about the the amount of people they can get on those on and off and how quickly they can get them on and off and how fast they're going to go. Because I was looking at the proposed map and, you know, like if you're staying at Pop Century, you're going to have at least 3 stops before you get to Epcot, maybe more. So I was just kind of curious how long that's going to actually take as opposed to taking the bus. Because right now the buses from Pop Century are pretty fast. Like, that's the one thing we like about staying there. It's kind of a central location, and you can get to almost any of the parks in just a few minutes once the bus actually shows up. So I'm just curious about how quick this Skyliner is going to be.
Are those just stops, or do you think they're actually transfers where you have to actually get off of the one you're on and walk down a ramp?
That's another great question.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And then walk back up and get back on another one. So,
looking at the map, it looks like the one to Hollywood Studios breaks off. So I would assume you would have to transfer at least one way or the other because, you know, it's not a straight line all the way through.
Yep.
It goes from Pop to a stop and then to another stop and then to Epcot, but Hollywood Studios is like a branch off, so I would think you'd have to have another line for that.
Yeah, so you'll have to wait in line to get on it. You'll do the ride and then you'll get off and walk down a ramp, walk back up a ramp, and then wait in line again. So
I think
enjoy the view.
I think you're gonna basically have to look at this as an attraction.
Yes.
It's not going to be a fast form of transportation. I think you hit that nail right on the head, Carmen. I don't think it's going to be a fast form. I think it's basically going to be an attraction.
The bus if I'm going to get there quicker, because sure, it'd be neat to ride for novelty once or twice, but it's just like with the monorails. If it's going to be much slower, I'd rather just ride the bus.
Well, Carmen, that's like the boats from Hollywood Studios. I mean, me and my wife make that walk from Hollywood Studios to Epcot all the time, and we do the walk. Basically because we really enjoy just the peacefulness of the walk. But not only that, it's quicker.
It's faster.
We call that the Doug Trail around here.
If you're going to take the boat from there to Epcot, you're looking at probably 35 to 40 minutes or just one trip because you got to stop at all the hotels. So
you've seen how tiny and short my legs are. I can beat the boat easy. I mean, to where I can't even see it anymore. I've left it in the dust.
Yep.
So if I can do that, then it's way faster to walk.
Yeah. I mean, it's the boat's
way
fun.
Yeah, it is. The only problem with driving is if you and Tommy have a couple too many, then you might have to get the mini Ubers.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
That's the main thing that I'm worried about on my next trip is with staying off property. I'm going to have the old Uber. And let me preface this by saying I don't get drunk often. That ain't my deal because of No, I really don't. Like, I have 2 beers, 3 beers, I quit and go to water. I'm a weird guy. I kind of, and this is just me. I feel like I'm the man of the house, and if something goes wrong, I got an 83-year-old mother that lives with me. I have my wife. I have my dog. I have the family, and I feel like I should never be to the point where I can't take care of them. So I don't usually get – I like to have a few beers, but I don't want to be to where I can't perform – being dad or husband around the house. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. I'm an ER nurse, please.
Yeah. So that's the way so I don't ever get that way, but I also worry about, even though I have the third one, I don't feel drunk at all and I could pass any sobriety test. It's just the point I worry because I do construction. I got to drive a lot of distance. I can't afford not to have a license. So I'm probably going to have to load that Uber app on my phone with us staying at this house. So, But have you guys ever rented a house off property down there?
No.
Never rented a house. Just the one stay I mentioned at that Marriott.
Okay. Yeah, because we're trying this too, because eventually hoping to move down there. So we're trying, this will be like two-part, learning what the areas feel like and what it is to be a local Floridian down there for the week. You know, how it would be going into the parks and stuff like that.
I've had a house off property.
There you go. Yours is way off property.
Well, actually, I've had a house in Longwood, too. It was only about 20 miles off the property.
There you go.
Yes, I have. So.
But you know what I'm saying? Seeing how it is to go in and out the gates, it's going to be a different experience for us this trip.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we didn't stay at the Marriott more, since we loved it so much. Because just like you were saying, this is a timeshare, and we don't have a timeshare with them. You can still rent it like a hotel, but it was about the price of a moderate. But it was huge. It was a one-bedroom suite, so a full living room, full dining room, full kitchen, laundry inside your unit, mm-hmm. like washer, dryer, the whole works, and beautiful property. But it was that drive. It's just like you said, when we go on vacation, we have drinks, and we don't want to have any drinks in drive. Mm-hmm. We're probably even more strict than you are. We really don't like to drive if we've even had one or two drinks. So we stayed there the 2 days because we had to, and we just drove and just didn't drink. Mm-hmm. But then we moved on to property after that. And that's actually why we don't usually rent a car. We don't use it that much because mm-hmm. we do drink when we're on vacation. So we don't want to be driving.
No. And the house that I'm renting, Carmen, we're literally, what did you say, John, 9 minutes into the parking lot at Animal Kingdom?
Yep, yep. Yeah, I drove by there and right over to Animal Kingdom was 9 minutes. So.
Which isn't bad, and the thing is, supposedly the house we're renting has a full pool, a game room, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, and you can see the fireworks from the pool at the Magic Kingdom.
Wow! So,
and
that's neat. Nice.
And the house itself is like, it's less than staying at Riverside for the week.
Wow!
So I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. So we're giving it a try for this time to see if, you know, I'm basically doing it for the show, too, to cover all the bases, if you follow me. It's a different way.
Yep, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Plus, we're taking my puppy. I get to take my dogs going to Disney World.
So. Did you have to add in some extra time on the way down for that?
No, because we stop anywhere. We're gonna be stopping halfway in North Carolina on the way down to my sister-in-law's house.
We're going to North Carolina.
Yes, hopefully the snow won't be there when we get there, Carm.
Yeah, if it's snowing and when you're going, then we've got a problem.
It's not that far away.
So. No, it's not. But anyway, anything else you guys are excited that disappointed you or excited you this past year for Disney, or you're looking forward to?
Oh my God, I'm excited to so many things. Look at all the number of restaurants that are opening.
There are a lot of new restaurants.
Yeah. All the restaurants I haven't been at already.
Are you guys excited about the Edison? Either one of you plan on going there on your next trip?
I'm kind of torn, but yes, we are planning to go. So we're going next weekend to Disney just for the weekend for Brian's birthday.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Happy birthday,
I'll tell him
Brian.
He said that. This will be his first time at Disney on his birthday. And so we're getting in kind of late. I mean, not late, but in January, the parks close really early. So we're getting in right about the times the parks would close. Like by the time we take Magical Express and then took a bus to the parks, they would be closing. So we decided we're just going to spend the first night at Disney Springs because they're open to like 2 a.m. And so we're going to try to hit Enzo's Hideaway Bar and also the Edison. I did, you know, see all that conflicting information. You know, we were talking about on Twitter about whether the Edison charges a cover charge after 10 or not. We're going to try to get there before 10 because I honestly, I'm not excited enough about it to want to pay a cover charge.
No, I don't
like the concept of paying to go drink somewhere. I understand them having like a drink minimum or something, but I'm not into a cover charge. So we'll see. It depends on what time we get there and whether they're charging a cover charge. But I would like to go at least see what it looks like.
See, it wouldn't bother me either, Carm. If you say they charge you $10 a piece and gave you drink vouchers, I'd be okay with that.
Yep.
Because they know they do
have a problem.
They do that over at the piano bar over at the boardwalk at Jelly Rolls because people are going in and taking up the space. So they give you – am I right, John, about that? It's a drink minimum is what they charge you. You could do the cover charge for the drink.
Yeah, I believe that's the way it works over there. I haven't been there in many years, but I think that's how it was last time I was there. So.
Yeah,
so if you go to the Disney website, it says they will charge a cover charge, but then Kyle from View from the Cheap Seats, that's another great vlog, by the way, and I'm not affiliated with him. He just has a fun vlog. He went to the Edison, and it was sort of during their soft open, maybe not their official opening, but they told him they had not decided if they were going to really do a cover charge or not, and he did not get charged. So it's, I think right now it's just still up in the air, but I guess we'll find out next week if we make it over there.
You know, maybe if they do, maybe it'd be Friday, Saturday cover charge, and then maybe the weeknights they wouldn't, something like that. So.
Yeah, I mean,
Tim the Tracker was there a couple weeks ago, and they said to him that if you go in and have dinner before the cover charge happens, then you just stay. You won't get a cover charge.
Yeah, and that's sort of what we were going to do because Kyle had told me you can go in before, even if you don't have a dinner reservation, you can go sit at the bar. So that's exactly what we were thinking of doing if we get there in time, is just get in there before 10 o'clock. And then we can have a couple of drinks, stay, maybe have snacks if they've, you know, got food we can eat, and just check it out. But I think the reason they're talking about doing the cover charge is after 10 p.m., it's 21 and older because the entertainment is very adult-oriented. And so I think that was part of the reason they were thinking about doing a cover charge, was to sort of limit, you know, who's coming in, sort of a way to stop people, check your ID, that kind of thing.
No, I can understand that. I'm with you, though. With all the things that there is to do at the Springs now and in the Landing and all that area, I'd rather go to one of the other restaurants and pay a cover charge. I'll go sit up on top of the deck at a Paddlefish and have a few drinks.
Right, and like we love Jack Lindsay's, so I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I'll just go to Jack Lindsay's and I won't have to pay to get in. And I already know that I love it, so.
Absolutely, and like I just said with that Paddlefish, I don't know if you've seen, and we've read it on, and you listen to the show because you're so wonderful that you guys like us, but they have that nighttime menu now that they have at the Paddlefish. It's this totally different menu for after dark. It's, you know, late night menu, and that you go to sit at the top. There's a bar at the top deck. You go have a couple appetizers, a couple drinks, and sit up there. That's going to be just as nice as Enzo's. I mean, the Edison, I don't think it's going to be worth the cover charge for me.
Yeah.
I'd just like to see it once, but I don't know that we would pay a cover charge to go see it. We'll find out when we get there. I guess it depends on how quickly we get over there and if we, you know, get in before, or if, like I said, if they decide not to charge a cover charge, but we'll at least go over and see if we can find out.
Yeah, I got their menu. I got the menu up now for the tunnel bar, and I'm trying to see if there's anything gluten for you, Carm.
Well, it's owned by the Patina Group. I don't know if I'm saying that right. And they own Morimoto's, and Morimoto's only has one gluten-free item in the entire restaurant. So I don't have high hopes for eating there. I was just going to go there and have a drink because, you know, I can drink that. That doesn't have, you know, liquor doesn't have gluten in it, but. Yeah, I wasn't really planning to eat there. I don't have high hopes since it's owned by that restaurant group. They are not very gluten-friendly, typically.
And I'm surprised about that because so many people know about it now, and so many people have that allergy now. You know what I mean? I'm surprised that they don't have more gluten-free options on a lot of these menus.
Well, and that's why we tend to stick to the Disney-owned restaurants. We have much better luck there with that. Like, Jack Lindsay's is amazing in that way. They'll make you almost anything they have gluten-free. They just adapt it so that it's gluten-free. So we enjoy the Disney-owned restaurants for that reason.
Now, have you asked often at the other ones and they've turned you down, or?
Well, no. The only one I asked at was Morimoto's. I don't know how many other ones there are owned by that group.
Via Napoli and Tutto Italia or this.
Oh, no, that's kind of funny because Via Napoli is the other place that had trouble. They only had pasta, gluten-free pasta. They had no gluten-free pizza, which shocked me since it's a pizza place, and it was not good. What I got, I could make better gluten-free pasta at home. It just wasn't very good, and it was $30. And so we've only been to Via Napoli once, and that's why.
Yeah. I'm surprised that Morimoto doesn't have more gluten-free stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, they only had pad thai. They had a gluten-free pad thai, and that was it.
That was it. Wow, that's weird.
Now, it may have changed, you know, since I checked, because they evolve all the time, but when I checked, that's all they had.
Yeah, I will say Via Napoli has, it might be arguably the most expensive pizza on the planet. What do you, yeah. I mean, really, I mean, even New York, I don't think, gets you more than $30 for a pie. Do you, John?
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. It is good pizza, but it's very expensive. And that really is surprising, Carmen, because my company actually delivers a lot of those products out to all of the Patina Group, including the new places and Via Napoli and Tutto Italia. And I know we carry a whole lot of different varieties of gluten-free pasta and even pizza crust, or not pizza crust, but the pizza flour. So I'm surprised that they haven't expanded that to that point where Patina Group's looking into purchasing some of them products. So.
Yeah, but Carmen, do you think it was like it was a cast member who just didn't know?
No, that group is definitely not very gluten friendly. I mean, I think they do the bare minimum they can get by with to say, yeah, we offer at least one thing, and that's pretty much it, because nowhere else on property have I had that limited of a selection.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, that's weird.
Not from Disney-owned restaurants. And also, is it the Landry Group? Whoever, what's the group? It's not Landry. They own Landry's, but they own the Yak and the Yeti and Rainforest and T-Rex.
The heck is the name of them? John, do you remember?
Darden? No, Darden's the other guys. Maybe it is Landry.
I thought it was Landry.
Yeah, because they own T-Rex.
They are much better. Even though they're not owned by Disney, they have far more gluten-free options. It's just the Patina Group that is not very gluten-friendly.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. I mean, Yak and Yeti, you can't go wrong with the Yak and Yeti, Carmen.
Well, we have a Landry's in Myrtle Beach, and they're also gluten-free accommodating as well. So that group, it just seems like across the board, not just at Disney, is much more open to that.
It is Landry Group that owns Yak and Yeti. I looked it up.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. But yeah, I don't understand if John says they have all the options to have it that they don't want to do it. It makes no sense to me. Like I said, I mean, every time I turn around, I got friends on the job, I got coworkers, I got so many friends that have gluten allergies. It's, you know, and I don't understand it.
Yeah, delivering Italian food, you'd be amazed at the amount of products that we carry. I mean, almost every type of pasta and I think two or three different types of flour to make pizza dough and pasta dough itself. We have gluten-free now.
That's some of awesome.
Some of it's made out of corn. Some of it's made out of other products. But, we carry a lot of gluten-free products. I'm kind of surprised that Patina hasn't stepped up a little bit and compensated for that. But
maybe you need
obviously
to call
it's
them
not
out
hurting them too bad though. They seem to be doing really well.
Exactly. I guess that's probably the problem, right? So.
And what were you saying, Judith?
I was just saying maybe you need to call them out on Twitter.
Oh.
Careful, Judith. I like my job.
Oh, sorry, John.
I'll call them out. I don't worry about getting John in trouble.
I live in Clearwater in Tampa anyway, so it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't affect me. So.
I'm not going to say it doesn't bother me at all, because it would be nice to be able to go to all these places, of course, and have lots of options. But Disney World is the best place to go if you have food allergies, and there are hundreds of restaurants that are great there, so it doesn't really bother me that much. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I knew going in Via Napoli wasn't super gluten-friendly, but Brian really wanted to try their pizza, so that's why we went there. But, you know, most of the time, he doesn't care where we go, and so we just pick the ones that are more gluten-friendly, which are the Disney-owned properties.
Yeah, and a lot of those chefs, because I say it to our clients, and I've said it before, a lot of the Disney chefs do want to do what they can for you if you have an allergy. They will come out to the table a lot of times and ask what they can do. They really want to give you a good meal for the most part.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
And a lot of times they'll go out of their way even to offer sort of above and beyond. Like, at almost every buffet I've been to, they've offered to bring me stuff from the back to avoid cross-contamination. They almost always offer to make me special things, like, so I can't get the waffles off the buffet, but they'll make me Mickey waffles in the back that are gluten-free, or the salmon's not gluten-free for some reason, but they'll make it in the back for me that's gluten-free. Like, almost every restaurant I go to, they offer things like that. And that's what makes Disney so special, because usually it's the other way around. You're just struggling to find something, or you're having a salad, you know. So to have those kind of options is just really awesome.
No, it's awesome.
Salmon not gluten free.
Yeah.
Cross contamination?
No, it's usually the sauce. I think that was a beer. I think it was a beer garden, and it had some kind of sauce. I don't know if it was a beer sauce or what, but it had some kind of sauce that had gluten. But he said, we'll be happy to make you some in the back, which I didn't even take him up on because there was so much other stuff I could eat there. But it's just nice that they offer it.
Yeah, that is nice.
It's really cool, too, when the Food and Wine and the Flower and Garden and the Festival of the Arts, when they put out their menus, how a lot of the GF is on the menus, and they do even try
wonderful,
with gluten-free.
Yes.
So I give them credit for that.
Yeah, it's so nice because most parks don't do that. Now, I will say Carowinds does that here in North Carolina, but other than Carowinds, and I'm talking about for their food festival, I've never been to any other park with a food festival that actually labels things gluten-free. Like at Busch Gardens, it's like pulling teeth to find out what's gluten-free at their food.
They're scared to even tell you what's actually in that food. They should have a disclaimer. So, if they call some of that stuff food there.
Their food festival food's good. Now, I'll agree with you on their regular food.
That's what I'm talking about, their regular
food. Good.
I'm talking about their regular food.
Yeah, they're regular food. You're not kidding.
Yeah, the hot dogs remind you. Have you ever seen the Seinfeld episode where Kramer eats that hot dog that's been sitting in the light for 10 years? So are you guys excited about the theater coming to the Magic Kingdom?
Oh, yeah. Anything new. Maybe they'll do, like, Beauty and the Beast, or they'll have, like, shows there. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, I'm hoping they'll have sort of like mini Broadway shows. I'm not saying to the level of an actual Broadway show, but something in that vein would be nice. And I'm just excited because Magic Kingdom desperately needs people eaters.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
A giant theater is a people eater. So I'm excited from that perspective too.
Yeah, you just don't want to be standing out on Main Street when that lets go, though.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. They need people eaters and they need good food.
Yeah, they might have to do for that the same way they absolutely need more restaurants.
Yep.
But
no, restaurants that are good.
Yeah.
Let's be specific.
The biggest problem with that whole park is, if we said it 1,000 times, is the castle should have the best restaurant on property.
Yep.
Well, yeah, and Tony's.
Yeah, I hear you. But Tony's, I haven't had a bad, horrible meal there. It ain't the best thing ever, but it's $20 for some pasta. It has a good view, and it's okay. It is what it is. I mean, it's no worse than anywhere else in that park. They all need to
be
around.
I know, but they should be. It should be yummy. Just where, just like
on
they're
Main
working
Street,
on...
it should be really
should be
good.
It.
I mean,
yep. I mean, because the views there at Tony's, that restaurant should probably, with the parade and everything else, like you're saying, Judith, that should be one of the most sought-after restaurants on property, too.
Yes.
The only restaurant I even like there is Skipper's Canteen. And I truly like the food there, but at none of the other restaurants I like. And I'm not saying I hate them either. It's just I'm not going to go out of my way to go to any of them.
See, Liberty Tree Tavern's good, but who wants to eat Thanksgiving dinner in the middle of July?
Yeah, but it's not really that good.
No, it's not.
It's okay. But it's a one-trick pony is what my point is. It's not nothing you're ever going to want to keep going to, in my opinion.
Right.
So I agree with you.
I would say Magic Kingdom actually is one of those.
It's
the only park where the fast food, the quick service is better than the counter service is better than the sit-down.
Columbia Harbor House is my favorite there.
Yeah, Columbia Harbor House, Pecos Bill's are my two favorite restaurants in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Lions Columbia
and Casey's. I haven't
had
any fast food there I loved at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
It's just better than, like, so I think Be Our Guest is not that good.
No.
I agree.
I'd rather just, like, leave, go to sit at the bar at the Polynesian and have something there.
And like I've argued before, like, how do I know what I'm in the mood for, like, a week before I go? Yeah, I mean, who wants to pick their meal out, like, even the day before? I mean, for me, how many times have you guys gone to somewhere and say,
how do you do your ADRs?
I can book an ADR, but I don't pick out what I want to eat, except for the bangers and mash. For the most part, most of the fun for me going to a restaurant is looking at the menu and what I'm in the mood for then. What I'm in the mood for at 9 in the morning isn't what I'm in the mood for at 6 at night, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, I could be thinking of one thing, and then when I get there and I read the menu, it's like, man, I want that. But to pick out what I want for breakfast a week before, like I said, or even the day before, be our guest, is insane to me.
Yeah,
but I mean, I don't mind that part, but I'm with Judith. I just don't think it's that great.
It's not.
It's not that good. It's not good.
Castle is definitely not very good. And that's what, like you said, that's the one that's really a shame, because it's very expensive and very mediocre food.
Yeah, it is. We had Tommy went there once with me for our anniversary and for breakfast. And we were both like, well, you know, to him, I was like, oh, thank you for letting me see the princesses, but that's it, you know?
Yeah, and it's so expensive. You could have eaten at a signature restaurant, and it is not at a signature level at all.
We should have gone over to California Grill and had brunch there.
Yeah, it's more expensive than the Yachtsman, with the a la carte that I hate. Yeah, well, anyway, don't get me going on that now, girls. But anyway, yeah.
You're getting yourself going.
No, I do.
You don't have to
don't blame us for that.
See, you're up. You know my tricks, Carm. I blame you for getting me upset about something. But no, I do agree with you guys about the theater, though. I do hope that they're going to run a lot of different plays and stuff like that in their Broadway stuff. I mean, what if they did some of the rotated to know how the cruise line has all these different shows?
Yes.
Maybe if they rotated with the cruise line to keep their cast members working.
Yep.
Because the cruise line shows are amazing.
Yeah, so how cool would that be?
That would be awesome.
I would love that.
I would love that.
And I think it would be cool for the employees, too. It would give them some dry land for a little while. But, you know what I mean? They could rotate the shows from boat to boat, then go to there, and then also promote what the shows are on the boat to get people to understand how good their Broadway-style shows are.
Yeah. Have you guys ever gone on a cruise?
Not yet. John?
No, not me.
John?
Nope, haven't done it yet. And the main reason I haven't done it yet is because I'm not one of them people that like to sit on a Barco lounger for hours at a time, and I'm afraid that I would get bored.
I know, but who are you talking to? I can't sit still.
No, yeah, that's the reason I haven't done it yet, is because of I would feel like I want to be at the parks.
I would want to be doing stuff, and if I'm trapped out to sea, and I've done my time out at sea, so it better keep me occupied.
You definitely have.
It is like the cruise line is top of the line. It is amazing.
Oh, I believe.
Well, it's really interesting, too. I was talking to a friend of ours that has cruised almost every major nice cruise line, you know, the top tier cruise lines, at least three different brands. And Brian asked her, he said, which is your favorite? And she said, even though it costs more, Disney, hands down. She said that the service is just so much better than the other cruise lines.
Well, the service is above and beyond.
Well, this was the funny thing. Because I book a lot of the cruises, and I know what they do. Like, when those boats come to port, every bit of food leaves. The kitchens are power washed and cleaned. And if you ever notice, all these cruise ships that have, and I'm not going to name names, but have the sickness, the flu, all this other stuff, you notice that you never hear the Disney boat passengers getting sick. Have you guys ever heard of that?
Well, now you cursed them.
No, but one of the reasons was, do you remember all that stuff was going on with the cruise lines the few years ago when every other day they were breaking down and having problems? And I remember the president of Disney Cruise Line, because I get all these emails because of me being a travel agent. And all I remember him saying is, we have four boats, and we have more service people for four boats than that other company has for 29.
Yep. So by the time you get on the cruise, So we've been on three different cruises. The second time we were on the cruise, they knew who, I mean, I'm sure Disney keeps track of everything. They knew our preferences for, like, what I wanted for wine for dinner, whether I, like, I had fish all the time. Tommy had meat. The kids, they knew what the kids liked.
Well, they also, you keep your servers, which you become, again, you become family with the cast member.
So we had gone on one cruise, and then the second cruise, we went to Palo again, just Tommy and I. We had the same servers that we had that first cruise. They were like, oh, Judith and Tommy, how are you?
Well, and
they knew us.
Yeah, and you do that rotational dining, and you keep your same waiters the entire week, yep. Which makes it's
amazing.
Nice because they know what you want for you yeah. want coffee after your meal, where some people don't. But you might have drinks throughout the meal. Then at the end, like my parents always used to like, they would drink during the meal, then they both get coffee to end the meal, which never made
yeah.
sense to me. But it was, but you know what I'm saying? You get to know. And become friendly, and it becomes like a family to you. And I think that's what makes the Disney Cruise Line go
well,
above and beyond.
Also, I'm like kind of like a protective mom. None of my children
I would never have figured that.
None of my kids ever had babysitters because I always had my family around or my husband's family around.
I could hear her now. Is that ice too cold for you, honey?
No,
we hear you.
So,
we've heard you on the show drop us like a hot potato to wait on the kid when he shows up.
Yes, you're right.
So,
but like, so the first time we went on the cruise, my little one was 5 years old. I could not get that kid out of the club until like 1 a.m. until they closed.
Well, and that
he
gave mommy
so
and daddy free time.
And it did, and I was so comfortable him being there.
No, they're yeah. phenomenal. I've booked many, and I've never had a – the only thing I've ever had a complaint on is the price, but they always say that they got – for they didn't like the price, but they don't have nothing to complain about, and there you go. And I've had repeat – I have people that don't even have kids that go on the cruise line because they're not gamblers, and if you're not a gambler, go on the Disney cruise because you get more bang for your buck because they don't waste half the boat on a casino. There's more stuff to do.
Yeah. Yep.
So – but we're getting a little long in the tooth. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Judith, Carmen?
I can't think of anything.
Yeah, well.
Carmen, I can't wait to see your next trip.
I'm sorry. What you kind of broke up for me. What did you say?
Oh, sorry. I can't wait to see your next trip.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Which one? The October trip? Or you mean this trip we're going on next weekend?
This weekend.
We
want to see Enzo's grill.
Oh, yeah. Well, and what we'll probably do, since the vlogs are always a few months lagging behind, we'll probably do one of our review type videos. If we're able to get to the Edison and to Enzo's, we'll probably do a quick review video like the weekend after we get back so that way people don't have to wait 6 months or, you know, however long it's going to be before actual trip vlogs come out.
Well, send me a DM, Carm, and let me know when you post that, and we'll tweet it out a bunch and talk about it on the show.
Okay, great. Thanks.
So, and before we let you go, let everybody know how they can find you again, Carm.
We're on YouTube at youtube.com/theadventuresofPandC, or you can go to YouTube and search for The Adventures of Peas and Carrots. That's the name of our YouTube channel. I'm on Twitter a lot, and you can reach me at Peas and Carrots with the number 3 after it, so Peas and Carrots 3. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, and those links are in the show notes under all of our YouTube videos. So if you just scroll down under the notes, you can find all of our social media links.
Yeah, believe me, I know you're on there. You would get me often on Twitter.
I have to call you out when you either call
yes.
me Judith or Judith me.
Wait until you guys listen to the show
yeah.
about Hollywood Studios and go ahead and take a drink time he calls me Bob. I challenge you.
Well, there's the key. Tonight I had a sore throat, so I've been drinking coffee. So I didn't have any alcohol tonight, so I didn't mess my names up.
Oh, so now we know what the problem is.
There you go. No, you ladies were here tonight, so I was actually paying attention. That's I was trying to be good. I don't want to get picked on anymore.
Judith, we don't pick on you.
No, I know. Dennis and John are your favorites. I get it. I'm okay being third. It's okay.
I'm the fun one.
Woohoo! You're the fun one, John.
Yeah, I'm so bad they don't even have a name for me. That's the sad part.
You're just the old grump.
Yes.
You're the
grump on the soapbox.
Yes.
You're the boss.
Yes, I'm the troublemaker, but I get it. Judith, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
I'm on Twitter at JLMomRN, and I'm also, I write a monthly blog at WDW FanZone.
Okay, head over. Judith has some good articles, especially if you're a runner. You've run everywhere throughout the park, haven't you?
I wish I had. I will. I'm going to run at Wilderness Lodge next month. So
there you go. We're looking forward to that. And, John, tell everybody, are you doing the weekly pine anymore or no?
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
Exactly. Thank you. I ain't even going to cover that thing no more. Tell me where they can get a hold of you.
Hey, over on Facebook, look me up. I'm John Peters on Facebook, and send me your friend request. On Twitter, I'm at Beer Solo. And if you happen to be in Animal Kingdom, specifically on a Saturday, look me up on the train and say Jumbo.
Nothing makes John happier than one of our friends of the show go over and say hello to him.
I always look forward to it. Makes me happy. So
Carmen and Brian just go over to the what is it, Carmen? What's that area again? I'm losing my mind.
Harambe Market.
The Harambe Marketplace, and just wave to you as you go by, John.
I wish we could actually get there when he's working. It has never happened. As much as we go, every
it's
time
going
we
to.
Go,
it's
he's
going
not
to.
Working.
Well, I feel it coming together at some point here.
Are you going to be there next weekend, John?
Yeah, I'm working Saturday.
There you go.
Yeah, but we're not going to Animal Kingdom because we're only there for really one day. So we're going to Epcot.
Well, I can't blame you on that one.
Boy, John don't even – if John got transferred to Epcot, he wouldn't even know the other parks exist. His wife won't let him go anywhere else.
At that point.
Oh, and that reminds me, though, if you do want to follow along next weekend, not only for the Edison and for Enzo's, but we are going to spend all day at Epcot on the 27th. Covering the Festival of the Arts, and we will do our best to both tweet things and also put things on Instagram. We started doing Insta stories, so it's like live little videos, and we're hoping to do that day. So if you want to follow us, you can sort of follow along with that trip.
And what's the handle on Instagram?
I don't even want to say it. I think it's the what's that, Judith?
Isn't it the same peas and carrots?
I think it's actually The Adventures of Peas and Carrots, but I'd actually have to look, which is embarrassing. But the link is in our show notes for our show. And I need to add our Instagram link to our Twitter account as well. But you can definitely find it in our show notes.
Yeah, please do, because there's too many ways. You got Facebook Live, Periscope. I mean, we got to stick to one or the other. I was happy. I always found you on Periscope. Now you're no longer doing that.
No, we do Periscope still.
Yeah, well, if you're going to Instagram story, I'm not going to see you on Periscope. I know it.
Well, you're right. I mean, there is only so much time because we actually like to enjoy our vacation, too, and actually have some fun.
Exactly. So the Instagram doesn't pop up. Like Periscope, it pops off on my Twitter, where the Instagram don't for me.
You're right. There is a difference there. And we still do Periscopes. We did them on our last trip because we enjoy the interaction. Will we do it this trip because it's so short? I don't know. But we try to at least do those once in a while because we like the live interaction of Periscope.
Yeah, it would be cool if even the Instagram story would just let me know that you're doing it. You don't have to interact, so don't waste your – you know, because I know you feel obligated to say hello if somebody says hi to you. You know what I'm saying
right.
on there? So, but it would be nice if the Instagram story popped up when you're doing it.
No, I agree. It would be nice if there would be a way to tweet out. I mean, I know they're not the same company, but if you could just set the – you can actually tweet out your pictures from Instagram. So it would be nice if you could tweet out a message that you're doing an Insta story.
Yeah, so we could follow along. So this way you don't have to worry about us knuckleheads talking to you.
But what we do with the Insta stories is we keep adding to them throughout the day, and they're up for 24 hours. So you could, when you know we're on a trip, you could just check once a day, and there'll probably be some content there.
Have you guys ever had this before? I go, today I'm at work. And have you ever had do you have an iPhone, all you guys?
Yes.
Yes.
My iPhone today, I've never had this happen before. my iPhone started its own story because I have all these pictures from the job site because I have to have them for my ticket work when I'm turning in bills. But also I've been taking pictures of the work and how beautiful the place is coming out. My phone created its own story video and had music and all to it of my last year at this at the university.
My phone never did that, but Facebook does that for me all the time.
No, my
I think
they do
Apple
it like every
that.
3 months. So.
Yeah, my
Apple does do that too.
Yeah, my phone did in the photo section did a Princeton memory for me today, 2017,
oh, isn't that sweet?
2018. I'm sitting there at lunch and my phone's going nuts, and I'm like, "What is this?" And all of a sudden, it's all my pictures from the past year of Princeton.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's
with
neat.
Music to it.
Yeah.
And I'm
that's
like,
neat.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. I caught a tear. I'm not, now don't tell anybody, but I did tear up a little bit.
I think you just told everybody.
I know.
Also, I did look it up, and it both Facebook and Instagram, we are The Adventures of Peas and Carrots, all one word run together.
So you might think I'm a professional at this. See, I told that story because I had a feeling you'd be looking up that address.
You're good, Doug.
Yes, I'm good every once in a while. But anyway, if you want to find this all, you could head over to WDW Main Street on Facebook and on Twitter. You can find me at good old Grumpy6767. If you want to head over to our website, it's all in WDW and find the latest and greatest articles that Bob or John has written. I haven't put one up yet because you get enough of me here on the show, so you don't need my articles. But I did it. I did a few where I just gave them to Bob, and then he wrote it for me. I gave him the pictures, and he filled in the blanks. But head over to It's at All in WDW and check out our sponsors and our website. Please, guys, everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Well, that's it, guys. It's last call here at the pub. We're going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and head on out of here. But before we go, let me tell you about two of our other fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. If you need a Disney vacation booked, contact us at American Tourist Travel at americantouristravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. That's going to be it, guys. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very safe, happy week. Bye-bye.